SB 1563 will come to order. Very quickly, each of you have a packet in front of you that is some notes that we had on the Senate side. I watched the, obviously we participated in our Senate hearing. I watched all of your House hearing. And as many times happens, some of the information that you got, that we got, didn't match up. I'm not sure we're going to resolve that at this point. And then you also, on the second page, have a copy from the commissioner for the community colleges indicating that they're already in complete compliance with the issue that's there, so on and so forth. And I leave that for your reference. I'm going to have committee staff just give a quick overview, if you don't mind, and then we'll kind of give you, let Senator Haas give you kind of his position, and then the two co-chairs, your position, and then see what agreement we have or don't have, and then what we want to do either now or in the future. Committee, Councilor?
Members of the Conference Committee, Senate Bill 1563B extends certain state law protections and benefits already available to military service personnel to members of the Commissioned Corps of the National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration and the United States Public Health Service. The amendments, so-called, being considered today are to rescind House amendments dated February 23rd and return to the engrossed version of the measure that requires community colleges to follow guidelines similar to universities with respect to tuition waivers for dependents of deceased veterans, and a set of amendments, so-called, which concur with the House amendment dated February 23rd and retains the current be engrossed version of the measure.
With that, again, co-chairs, if you don't want to ask Senator Haas to kind of state the position we thought we heard on our side, and then you two can state what you thought you heard, and then we can, in your side, and see if there's any agreement or not agreement. Senator Haas?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think what we heard generally was the potential universe of recipients of tuition waivers was so tiny that it was way below a rounding error for the cost of the community college system, for starters, and that there wouldn't be a problem with doing that. I think the community colleges themselves took a neutral position in front of that committee and acknowledged that the fiscal impact here is really negligible. I think that given that, I don't see why we wouldn't do that. I mean, look at the universe we're talking about here. These are widows and orphans, the fallen GIs. I have talked to a woman who went to Western Oregon on the university tuition waiver that was granted a few years ago, and it was, to her, transformational. And to me, that was the least we could do. She lost a husband, and now she's going to the university where she wouldn't have been able to do that before, studying to be a teacher. I can't believe that we wouldn't do that. I understand the argument with the federal program. I don't understand why we can't do both. I don't think it has to be one or the other. And I do know, because I've talked to some veterans who find it difficult, after what they've gone through, to deal with the federal government again. Okay? That's, to me, I would sign up, I would do the papers, but imagine, put yourself in that position. And not everybody wants to go through the bureaucracy of dealing with the federal government if they've lost a loved one, a spouse, a father. So given that, given the minimal fiscal impact on this, I just can't understand why we would not do this.
Either one of the co-chairs? Because you were in your House hearing, we were not there, and not all of us saw the tape. I did. So,
Mr. Chairman, the information that we received, there was not a single incident, or incidents, rather, where any dependent of a service member who had been killed would have been denied benefits that would entitle them to attend a community college. And our committee thinks that in light of the severe downturn in our state's economy and the extreme revenue pressures that our various state departments are facing, that it was inappropriate to, in essence, charge the first dollar to community colleges when federal benefits existed, had been earned, and had been applied, and without fail, in terms of the community colleges at least, Everyone had been afforded the opportunity to attend college that was entitled to. With that said, I think that we also recognize that the number of individuals involved here is fairly de minimis, and that this is an issue that is of significant importance to a lot of our veterans community. While it is arguably not something that we would of preference necessarily want to saddle the community colleges with first dollar in this instance, given the very limited number of people that that would this would apply to, I think our committee members would be willing to move on this favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll open it up. On our side, we make sure everybody has an opportunity to speak if anyone wants to add more to it. Senator Escobar?
Well, same with and you know, I don't care where the dollar comes from, folks. I don't care one way or the other. The objective is the veteran or the veteran's family. Let's not lose sight of that.
And Coach Escobar, and that was our concern, because it's 15 years from now, we're all gone when some of these kids are going to come of age. And that was our concern.
You may be, but I won't be.
You told me that when we talked, too. I can assure you that Representative Cowan and I do not intend to be here. Representative Cowan. No.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, I will not be here assuring that. I simply want to bring the committee back to the purpose of the base bill, which is extremely important to me.
And we're supportive of that.
I hope you can work out these differences. If you can't, I hope that you take them into continue them into another time, and please do not let me lose the purpose of this base bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Parrish?
Well, I mean, I think I said what I needed to say in our committee. You know, my big concern, and it will continue to be concern, is housing, and making sure that there are housing dollars available for these kids more than the tuition, because by the time they've figured out a Pell Grant and, you know, any other kind of benefits that are out there, I just worry about the housing dollar and making sure that that's available. So if this kind of gets us there, I'm willing to get there. It is a small universe, and I don't know that we want to open up the floodgates to, yes, you know, everybody from, you know, Florida and everybody else coming to Oregon, because we're making this available to our veterans. But and I also want to be on the record about, you know, community colleges are different than the universities. Universities have big major donors. I mean, I went to PCC. I've never written them a check. They're probably, you know, not happy about that. But, you know, there's not like some big alumni base in our community college system where, you know, people are doing endowments and gifts and huge dollar giving that then universities can actually pull from and use those dollars to cover the difference on these things. Community colleges don't have that kind of money. And there is a lot of pressure on our community college system right now because, quite frankly, you know, side note, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing in K-12. And so there's all these kids in remediation who come into the community colleges, and their buildings are stressed and there's a lot of pressure. I hate to think that we're adding more pressure to them, but I'm also on the record saying, you know, veterans get a blank check to the treasurer's office, too. So anyway, that's my two bits for the day.
Thank you, Representative. Senator, comments?
Me?
Yes. You're familiar with this. Yeah, I don't go anywhere without getting everybody's comments because I get crucified afterwards. That never happened.
I am totally in support of the amendment. Like Mount Hood Community College, we have a great foundation, and it's so big now, our annual event, that we have it in Portland. We don't have a place big enough, and we use them for various programs. And so I feel that the community colleges, since it's so small, would have means to help these dependents of the deceased, and so I would be very excited if we could move with the amendment, but I do not want to lose the base bill.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I would ask the two co-chairs, because of this and several other issues that I think we'd like to sit down and discuss with the two co-chairs and have joint hearings later in the interim, so that we don't both get different information. With that, I'm going to open a work session.
President Haas?
Well, Senator, I would like to have a quick recess and discuss this with my fellow House members. Just real quick.
Okay.
We'll stay in a recess. Screen on SB 1563. Come back. You're absolutely right. But see, on our side, unfortunately, we let everybody talk because they say we're the upper chamber. But I'm humbled to have four of you and three of us here. And I understand you guys control the purse string and the committee at this point. So thank you. Senator Haas?
Chair Boquist, I move the House recede from the House amendments dated February 23rd and that the engrossed bill be repassed.
Senator Haas moves that the House recede from House amendments dated 23 February and the engrossed be repassed. Is there further discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Because I wasn't part of the conversation when all of this stuff that you added to my bill came up, I've had to do quite a little bit of reading and reviewed some transcripts and tried to catch up. It appears to me from everything that I have been able to study this morning that we really don't have a problem that no individual is being denied an education at a community college. There seems to be a difference of opinion of how we approach it. I am not going to disagree with your amendments because I want my bill to survive. But I think that it's important for us to recognize that whichever way we go with this, as long as the community colleges and the Department of Veterans Affairs cooperates and works together on how we fund the education of deserving individuals, we can make sure that the federal benefits to which these individuals are entitled are encompassed as part of the financial aid package at a community college so that we don't put an undue burden on our community colleges. And I would just want to really encourage that cooperation so that we get all of the dollars coming to the individuals that they deserve.
And thank you, Representative, for that comment. Is there further comments? If not, in the sake of time, Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Cowan?
Aye.
Senator Hatch?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Senator Montesanto?
Aye.
Co-Chair Escobar?
Aye.
Co-Chair Witt?
Aye.
Chair Boquist?
Aye. The motion carries, and I would ask that you just, before, as you bolt the door, let council have your signature, please, so that we can move forward, and hopefully House will get us out of here in the next few days, please.
Oh, we have to wait on the Senate, because you don't convene tomorrow until tomorrow anyway.
No, we're waiting for your bill.
We don't know what we're doing, okay? And I appreciate the members, and again, co-chairs, I would ask that maybe in the next interim meetings we have several joint meetings together so that we streamline the process. Thank you, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I think I'd look forward to that. Senator, I really do look forward to that because I think that's something we need to have.
Which one of you fellows is going to carry this on the House side?
Representative Escobar, are you comfortable?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
And Representative Haas, are you comfortable on our side? You did last
night.
You welcome back. That's right. We decided that you would amend it again, so we decided not to send it to you.
I apologize, colleagues. With that, the Conference Committee on SB 1563 is closed for good.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.